California Senator Alex Padilla used a keynote address to the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials to cast the 2026 election as a fight over both immigration and democracy. Speaking at NALEO's 50th anniversary conference, Padilla praised the growth of Latino political power while warning that the Trump administration is targeting Latino communities through immigration enforcement and restrictions on voting rights.
We've come a long way, but 50 years later, we're still fighting for representation, to be treated with dignity, for equal protection under the law, and to fully participate in our democracy.
Padilla pointed to record numbers of Latino voters and elected officials, but said many Latino families are now living in fear. He named several people killed during recent immigration enforcement operations, including Juan Sebastian Guerrero, the 26-year-old Colombian man fatally shot by ICE agents in Maine, while Padilla said he had lawful work authorization.
When you stop and think about it, I know you know just as well as I do that victims of ICE's terror aren't just our constituents. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. They're our family. And these aren't just isolated incidents. They are deliberate.
Padilla said the administration's immigration policies are part of a larger effort to weaken Latino political influence. He accused the Trump administration of manipulating congressional districts, attacking voting rights, and undermining confidence in elections. All, he said, to reduce the growing electoral power of Latino voters. Padilla also referenced his own confrontation with federal agents last year when he was forced to the ground and handcuffed during a public appearance after challenging federal immigration actions.
But I also hope you remember what happened immediately after I was forced to the ground and handcuffed. I stood back up.
With just over 3 months until the November election, Padilla urged Latino voters to organize, mobilize, and turn out at the polls, calling the election a defining test of the country's commitment to democracy. He told the audience that the next generation would judge whether today's leaders defended the political gains Latino communities have made or allowed them to be rolled back. For Pacifica Radio KPFA, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.